knew Zambed Thomas. Amid expanding settlements and growing violence in the occupied West Bank, the United Kingdom's making a statement. Charles de Ledesma has our report.
The British government agrees that there is ethnic cleansing of Palestinians in areas of the West Bank, perpetrated by settler terrorists.
Foreign Secretary Ed Miliband tells the House of Commons settler actions have resulted in the UK toughening its stance.
I do not believe the British people want us supporting the occupation by accepting products from settlements in our shops and supermarkets. So I can announce today that we will introduce an import ban on goods from illegal settlements in the occupied territories.
The ban includes a range of services, including financing, construction, infrastructure, real estate, and advertising for settlements. Earlier Tuesday, Israeli President Isaac Herzog said the ban would be a grave miscalculation, a decision that will fall on the wrong side of history. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. military says it's destroyed five Iranian oil tankers in response to the latest attacks on its warships. Tehran has retaliated, launching missiles at American targets in Jordan. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells reporters,
the back and forth is pretty straightforward, and that is that Iran continues to try to hit U.S. naval ships. And for every time they do that or try to do that, they're going to lose tankers.
The trade war is escalating with Canada. The White House now says the U.S. will ban dairy products, most alcoholic beverages, and motorcycles from Canada. It'll take effect in 3 weeks and comes after Canada imposed retaliatory tariffs on $20 billion in U.S. imports today. And another development in Missouri's congressional map, a federal judge has temporarily blocked the state from using the old congressional districts in the November election. This just days after the Missouri Supreme Court said a new U.S. House map backed by President Trump could not be used. Meanwhile, polls are closing at this hour in New Hampshire's primaries. This is AP News. Hurricane Lowell making its presence felt in Hawaii. Julie Walker has the story.
Damaging winds and heavy rains from Hurricane Lowell are pelting Hawaii's western islands. The storm center passing west of the islands early Tuesday and moving away, but there's still several threats, says Eric Blake with the National Hurricane Center.
We want to emphasize that across Kauai County and portions of the Big Island, the additional rainfall could produce significant flash flooding and mudslides.
The islands of Kauai and Niihau are under a hurricane warning, and Oahu, the state's most populated island with close to 1 million residents, is under a tropical storm warning.
There could definitely be life-threatening surf and rip currents during the next few days across many of the Hawaiian islands.
Those same conditions exist along the Southern California coast as the remnants of Marie, once a hurricane, then a tropical storm, dissipate. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.